Sir Pizza game replay.
Siegel starts from the 20. Stockstill at quarterback, fakes the handoff, three-step drop. Long pass down the middle, across the middle. It's Martin. He's got it at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. It's the first play. 20, 10, 5. Walks in. Touchdown. 80 yards. First play of the 2012 season.
Brilliant pass. He just dropped back in the pocket. A deep slant across the middle.
Tay Martin has it at the 30. Cuts back upfield, 35-40. He's at the 45, he's at the 50. He's at the 45, at the 40. Cuts back outside, he's at the 30. He's at the 20, high-stepping it at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Stars.
Great moves by Tay Martin on that return.
70 yards on the touchdown.
The Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And here to talk Siegel football with Greg Wyatt this morning. 53-7, the final score. And Coach, that one play at the very beginning of the game just really kind of set the tone for the whole contest last night with the Rebels.
Yeah, I'm not real sure if that's the one that set the tone or not, but it was nice to get up early.
Well, that play, the one scoring after the turnover was last night as well, and that kind of put some separation in there. They did come back and scored a touchdown, but that was probably the one that sent you kind of into good shape, I guess, going into halftime.
Yeah, going into halftime, we were in pretty good shape, so we felt pretty good about where we were at. You know, we stressed our kids that, you know, we were up 21 points at halftime last year, and they came back and made it a ball game, pretty close ball game last year. So, you know, our big emphasis, I guess, at halftime was to continue to play hard and keep pressing.
Brent Stockstill said in the paper, told Adam Sparks that you can't really start the season much better than that. He's a competitor. Going out there and starting the game with a pass to his favorite receiver, I would say, kind of lit that wet wood on fire, ready to get it started.
Yeah, you know, they've got a special relationship now on the football field and off the football field. They're good buddies off the football field, and I think it carries over onto the football field quite a bit. You know, and I think Coach Matthews, he kind of knew going in the ball game kind of what we were going to do, depending on what the weather situation was. And we got a dry field and a dry ball right off the bat. He knew he was wanting to go deep pretty quick.
Well, when you have that's what's so fun about sports, you know, when you can develop relationships like that with friends that you may stay in contact with forever.
Yes.
You know? That's almost as important as the game itself.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got 31 seniors on our football team, and the chemistry with those 31 seniors is pretty good. They've been playing together, most of them, for almost 6 years now, middle school all the way up through. And you know, it's good to see how close they are off the field, not just on the field. And, you know, our offensive line has a great bond with each other. And I think that's in the long run, that's going to end up helping us.
Brent, last night, your quarterback had somewhere around 300 yards passing last night. Tay Martin, 7 receptions, 100. We had him 186 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and that 70-yard punt return. Kind of what you expect out of those guys, I guess, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's what you hope you're going to get out of them, you know, week in and week out.
Rapid fire kind of offense. We were talking about this off the air a little bit. You dictated the pace of the game, and Franklin was really back on their heels all night long, and you were kind of saying it was a little slower than what you'd like.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to find referees that'll set the ball at the pace that we want to go at, and you know, they're going to, and that's their job. I mean, they have to stay in control of the ball game. I understand that, but you know, we try to go as fast as we can, as often as we can, I think it puts people on their heels a little bit.
Wanted to ask you about this morning. We're talking to Greg Wyatt, by the way, Siegel football coach. almost scored on every possession in the first quarter, and may have. I don't recall exactly, but one where you had to settle for a field goal. I thought Damian Clark was going to lumber his way in. He's a pretty big target, and he just kind of got a little off balance there. But he almost scored a touchdown last night.
He did. If he wouldn't have stumbled, I think he probably would have got in, but he stumbled just a little bit.
He's a pretty tall drink of water, isn't he?
Yeah, 6'5". He's a pretty good target for Brent to hit.
Yeah, and almost scored on the last play of the game as well, as kind of clock ran out on you a little bit. But points were not as hard to come by last night, which makes me want to turn to the defensive side of the ball. Gave up 7 points, one touchdown on their very first drive, but after that, kind of locked her down.
Well, we made some mistakes on the first drive. We got our defensive front called the wrong way once. We ran a blitz when we weren't supposed to. We had a little miscommunication between the sideline and our defense out there. And the touchdown that they threw, the quarterback scrambled a little bit, and he looked like he was about to run the ball. And our safety came up on the play. And you know, give credit to that sophomore kid. Now he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders. He's going to be a good football player before it's all said and done. You know, he pulled it up and threw it for, I guess it was about 25 yards.
You've got some depth at just about every position. Is there one that maybe you don't have as much depth as you'd like?
Well, you know, some of our depth, and the problem we kind of got into last night was, you know, Tay Martin plays both ways. Well, his backup on defense is our starting, you know, tailback on offense, which is Denzel Harding. So we have depth, but the depth is people that still play. We feel good about our depth. There's some spots that we don't feel as good about as we do others. That, you know, if we have somebody go down, we're gonna have to scramble to do some things with. But for the most part, we feel pretty good where we're at about kids that can get in the ball game and play for us.
In the backfield, you seem to have some depth. You've got Harding, but you've also got the Knoxes back there as well, and Denzel. I don't know. Did he play the second half? Not much.
He didn't play much the second half, I don't believe. He played, but I tell you what he was. He was an incredible cheerleader for them guys that were out there, man. He's just a pleasure to coach. He's such a coachable kid, and he's such a team guy. He's not selfish whatsoever. I mean, he probably couldn't even tell you how many, you know, yards he had rushing last night, and I don't think he really cares. I think all he cares about is winning.
You'd love to have a whole football team full of kids like that, don't you?
Well, we're getting pretty close, I'll tell you that. You know, our kids, I think, have bought into what we're trying to do at Siegel High School. And you know, we preach all the time about being unselfish and serving each other and serving your teammates and you know, doing the things for them that you would want done for you.
I'm not sure if it was you that sent this out or somebody else, but I saw a tweet yesterday that said 11 is one, and that's kind of the mentality you have to have as a football team, isn't it?
Yeah, no matter who, you know, no matter what your job is on the football team, whether you're the starting quarterback, and I preach this to my kids, and it's hard for young guys to understand this, but no matter what your job is, whether you're the starting quarterback or you're the, you know, you're the third center and you stand on the sideline and all you get is scout team reps in offense or in practice, you know, you've got to do your job and you got to do it to the best of your ability. Those scout team guys are important. The better look we get on, you know, through the week, the better it makes our football team. And you know, to me, they're the unsung heroes of a football team. It's hard to be a sophomore, especially in our league. And, you know, you're a starter as a freshman. You might have been a starter as an eighth grader and a seventh grader. And then you get to be a sophomore and then all of a sudden you're sitting on the bench. And that's hard to, you know, for a 16-year-old kid to mentally take, and we've got to get, you know, and I think most of our kids have bought into, you know, if they're cheering on the sideline or if they're in the ball game, you know, they've got to do the best that they can. Whatever their job is, they got to do it to the best of their ability.
Greg White joining us here this morning. Sometimes, you know, you see, you know, the let's take Brent, for instance, a kid who gets his picture on the front of the D&J football tab, and you talk about him, and he has this many yards and that many yards. Sometimes, you know, it's hard enough for a kid to be able to do that in high school and take all of that in, but also to have teammates who see that. If if they're in it about themselves, if it's not about a team thing.
There's no doubt about that, and that's hard. And I think that's one of the good things about Brent Stockstill is that, you know, he praises his teammates all the time. And, you know, he's pushing them guys, but he's also probably their biggest cheerleader. When Jay Melton and Dakota Crane were in there last night, our two backup quarterbacks playing, Brent Stockstill was the biggest cheerleader on the sideline for those two guys. And that's what you got to have. Brent is a very humble young man. All the attention that he gets about who his dad is and because he plays quarterback for us, it's an uncomfortable feeling for him at times. And you know, sometimes he doesn't like all the attention like that. I mean, he's deserving of it, don't get me wrong. But, you know, he really will try to brush a lot of that off and try to bring his team. And we've got a lot of guys that do that, you know, and that's what it takes. You know, when somebody does that for you, it's easy to go in and block for him. You know, it's easy to go in and be a teammate of a guy that's like that.
You know, I could see that with him because we get to see him play baseball, of course, and that's a little more personal in terms of we're down close to the field and get to see him, talk to him, shake his hand, this, that, and the other. Where football is a little different, we're kind of so far away, but he very humble, you know, and just a good team guy. But I really get that feeling about all of your team. You know, it starts with a leader like that, but that's what you've been trying to breed into this program all along.
Yeah, we try to be as unselfish as we can. You know, there's only one football, and there's only one person that can carry it every play. So you try to, you know, you try to get everybody to buy into that. You know, we rush for, I don't know, we had 500 total yards offense. Well, that's exactly what we had. We had 500 total yards offense. You know, there are certain people's names next to those stats in the paper, but you won't see not one offensive lineman in that stat sheet. But we had 500 total yards offense, not, you know, one person had all that. And I think our kids have bought into that. They don't care who gets the credit. All they care about is where we're going to be at the end of the season.
Well, I got to do some summer ball and keep the book doing some summer ball. My son played basketball during the summer, and you could always tell the kids. I knew the kids that were going to come up to me and say, how many points did I have last night?
Right.
You know,
right.
Wasn't about the team. Did we win or did we lose? How many points did I have, you know, in this game tonight? So it's much more than just about that. On the defensive side of the ball, Coach, John Simpson had a heck of a night. We had him with three sacks, recovered a fumble in the first half. You converted that into a quick 7 points, which was really the turning point in the game we kind of talked about earlier. Also recovered another fumble last night in the game, and we didn't really talk about him as much as we did offense last night, so I thought this morning we would highlight him from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Got to have good defense to keep that offense on the field.
John A. has come a long way. You know, he started for us last year, and to be honest with you, probably by my fault, he started by default. We had a guy that ended up being dismissed from the football team, and he ended up coming in and playing. And last year as a junior, really improved probably more than anybody on our football team. He's had an unbelievable off season. He's put on weight. He's gotten so much stronger. He's done things on his own to help him be a better football player, and it's paying off for him. He's another one that's real fun to coach. He's a very coachable young man. And it paid off for him last night. He had a great night, and I'm real proud of him.
He's about 6'6", I think, isn't he?
Somewhere. Yeah, he's about an inch taller than Damo and Damien, and he's about 6'6", and he's filled out. The last couple of years he's been maybe a 180 soaking wet, and so I think he's broke the 200 mark finally. He's up about 220-230 pounds. He looks good.
Okay, so we had some folks ask last night, because I called him John A. Simpson. Does he go by John A.?
He goes by John A., yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Is that an initial, or is that?
It's an initial.
Middle
initial. But that's what he's always gone
that's
by.
That's what I thought. I mean, we did it in basketball last year, too.
Yeah, he goes by John A. Simpson.
Let's turn our attention to next week. I know you all have already done so. You get to open up at home versus Lincoln County. They lost last night 35-0 to Giles County. Can't look at what happened last week to with any opponent. Lincoln County brings in a lot of tradition. What do you think?
We've got to go into this week and correct mistakes that we made last night. We've got to get better defensively in some areas. You know, we were good in some areas, in some areas we weren't very good. We've got to be a little bit more physical up front than we were last night at times. Offensively, we can't put the ball on the ground as many times as we did last night. Those are inexcusable mistakes. So, you know, our biggest thing right now is working on Segal High School and getting us to where we need to be. And you know, through that process, we'll take care of Lincoln County on the way.
Greg, it was fun following the Segal Stars to open up the season. And Franklin offered its challenges, but we all survived and came through and came out of it better folks, I guess.
Hard to get in and out of that place over there, isn't it?
It's like one way in and one way out.
It's like the old Smyrna used to be.
Yeah. But actually, the crowd had already pretty much left after John's long-winded post-game show last night. So, Greg, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. We'll see you next Saturday morning, but we'll see you on the radio with the games, and fun following your team last night.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. That's Greg Wyatt joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Our friends here at the Cedar Bucket hosting the Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Hope you'll stay tuned. We're talking Oakland football next when we return here on WGNS.